What's think happening? We have another timely topic, an important topic. Is our speaker is Robert Sweeney, who is the executive director of the Mackinac Bridge Authority. And as you know, the bridge is pretty important to all of us. I mean, not just for a road system, but it's huge investment of money. So we're looking forward to this presentation. It's the symbol that's very often shown to represent Michigan, but also how do they maintain it? How do they keep it up? It's remember the old days where people had to, maybe you're not that old, Walt, but
it's a little bit before my time,
where people would wait 8 or 10 hours to cross on the ferry and to come here. And, you know, the bridge is really made as a great connect.
Well, it is absolutely crucial in our tourism business in particular, commerce as well, you know, shipping and delivery and whatnot. But I think really it's major portion is in that tourism end of things.
Yes, it is. And then how quickly we can get back and forth. And it's 50 years old, the bridge. And the reason it's in such good shape is because they have their own funding mechanism and they have their own repair system and things of that nature. So it'll be interesting. And we thought it'd be appropriate. It's an important part for the UP. So he agreed to come. And so our program Monday night is the director Sweeney, who's going to be talking about the bridge and its history, but also what it takes to keep it going.
I was going to ask you about that in terms of the scope of his presentation. Will it be more historical in nature, or will it be more of how it continues and sustains itself now?
Oh, it's going to be more about how to continue and sustain itself. How do they keep it up? Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? And I know in previous positions I had, we would meet with them to talk about, and they're always looking 10, 15, 20 years out as to how do they maintain it. And usually when they finish a project, they start all over because it takes them years to do the painting, the maintenance, and things of that nature.
Well, it is an amazing, you know, a feat. It is an amazing engineering feat and certainly a marketable thing for the state. And I know with this authority, they are challenged with, or they are facing lots of challenges, funding and the climate and keeping it safe, all of those types of things. So he probably brings a very unique perspective to the table.
Yes, he does. And, you know, the engineers, how many people they employ there, the way it just flows, the tourism thing. But it's also a symbolic thing for the state of Michigan. But for us, in terms of just commerce going and coming, I mean, I do remember the ferry and had ridden the ferry a couple of times. And it was sort of a nice break if it was there waiting for you. But it was, you never knew when you were going to get to where you were going because you know how long the lines would be.
One thing. Yeah, I will admit that I'm sure that the bridge, once it was established, certainly was key in shipping times and travel times for folks going to Detroit and vice versa back up to here.
And you know, the other question is how much would it cost to replace that bridge today and things of that nature. And So
the dinner is coming up when and where?
Dinner is Monday night again. It's always on our Monday, and the social hour begins at 6, dinner at 7, and the his speech is at 8 o'clock. And if you're interested, you can go online, www.MarquetteEconomicClub.org, and register to come.
And it's at the Ramada Inn in downtown Marquette.
Marquette, yes. Mm-hmm.